And when you're talking about alternative commentary to football, who better to host it than Alad Haydon-Jones?
Hello, good morning. Woo! Now, this is what you can expect on tonight's alternative commentary. Which
what is that?
It is, while the football game's going on, I didn't script this bit, this might sound a bit weird. While tonight's football game is going on with England, you can hear alternative commentary by our very own Chris and Dave by pressing the red button on your digital television. That means Freeview, Sky and Virgin. Yes. You can also watch it live on the Radio 1 website.
Isn't it clever?
At bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
For those a little confused about what alternative commentary is, contrary to public belief, it's not alternative to good. It's alternative to the official broadcast, yes. The commentary which is going out on BBC One and BBC One HD this evening.
Yeah, for example, there could be a moment in the game tonight where you take the audio from BBC One at exactly a certain time, and the audio from BBC One for the professionals could be Lampard to Rooney now, who loses it, but then gets it back again as he runs down the left-hand side, looking for... Right, that could be the real commentary.
We know it's not going to be Lampard and Rooney, obviously, before you text in.
Yeah. All right. So, Welbeck. Right, whatever. At the same precise moment, me and Dave doing the alternative commentary could be... They want chips. Yeah, can we have 4 chips, please? Thank you. Okay, bye-bye. How long? Right, thanks, bye-bye.
Got to eat.
Chicken dinner ordered. What's happening in the game?
Yeah, exactly.
So, well, it'd be like you watching the football with your mates in the room while they're having a conversation.
It's exactly like that.
There are
it's
many exactly things like you'll get from tonight's commentary.
Right.
As demonstrated by Dave last time, you'll find the alternative commentary educational as well.
Interesting fact about the French, for those that don't realise, is that France is the biggest speaking population of French people on the planet, second only to Canada.
That's right. There were so many inaccuracies in that statement. It's the biggest French-speaking...
That's what I was trying
population.
To say.
Second only...
To Canada.
Yeah.
That's true. Fact.
If you're a budding commentator, in fact, even if you're a commentating pro like Mark Lawrenson, you could still learn something. Dave had the right advice.
The secret of commentary, I find, is to really just fill the space. Doesn't matter what you say, just talk.
But, of course, the beauty of television commentary is you can leave silence for up to 4 or 5 seconds.
Sure.
In many ways, the alternative commentary is better than the real version. For example, does BBC One provide animal sound effects?
Do you even play sound effects?
Yeah.
Just to spice the game up a little. So this is from what game? From
well, actually, there's two. Yeah,
okay,
there's
right.
The French
it's also
and German.
Just worth repeating. There is a football match going on.
Oh, yeah, and it's a big one. Yeah. So imagine this tonight during the England game. Just to spice the game up a little bit, I've decided that
Pepperami.
What? No. I'll order in a minute. Every time Ronaldo gets the ball, I'm going to hear this noise.
But Portugal are back with the ball now. And, yes, you know who.
Come on, England, get the ball, you donuts. Get back up there. Kick him.
One of the important things of good TV commentary is to remain impartial.
You won't hear that on Match of the Day now, will you?
No, it's true.
You won't. I
it
think
just goes
better.
To prove that whatever's happened, nothing is bigger or more important than us.
Yes.
Essentially, yeah.
The alternative commentary is in fact so sophisticated that sometimes Dave and Chris will have separate conversations.
Germany with the ball on the far side. And it's gone behind for a corner. Now, will the corner be taken by Thomas?
We're not on Radio 1 anymore now.
Thomas Muller, will he take the corner?
We had that Greg James.
Will Muller take the corner?
And he's got an addiction to Jaffa Cakes.
Oh, who knows? He's their normal corner taker, but it's not them. It's going to be Ozil, not Thomas Muller.
Wow! It's another corner!
Another corner!
Corners and Jaffa Cakes.
There are jingles.
Wow! It's another corner!
The one for the penalty is extremely camp.
Oh, very.
Which one's that?
Yeah,
it's
really?
A penalty one.
Blimey, it's a penalty.
Now, is it bad that it's... Just play that again. It sounds a bit like Jedward.
Blimey, it's a penalty.
Who's to say it's not Jedward?
Wow, perhaps
it is. Well, them and their lawyers.
Yeah.
One of the games that Chris and Dave were commentating on last time was being played at the Nelson Mandela Stadium.
Right.
And as ever, you two were experts at reading the public's mood and discussing the burning issues of the night.
There is still some confusion as to where the stadium got its name.
Don't get confused, by the way, with Nelson Mandela House, where Del Boy and Rodders lived in Only Fools and Horses. There'll be no fools here today. And probably not any horses.
No horses. Obviously, they won't be on the field of play because their big, large hooves would put great divots into the playing surface. And that's something that FIFA are keen to stamp out in this World Cup.
Lampard now.
To Ferdinand, neither of which are playing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know the difference between Serbia and Siberia? Dave's here to help.
Really?
I don't remember this.
I don't.
Neither do I. Serbia often mistaken for Siberia because of their very similar spelling. But Siberia tends to be colder, and in Russia, Stojkovic with the kick.
Wow.
And yep, we continue with the commentary.
A bit of shirt pulling going on there. That is going to be a nightmare to iron.
Absolutely. It does make you wonder as well after a game like this. The shirts must be awfully pulled out of shape.
There's a player down, Dave.
Get up, you big girl.
Don't think there's anything wrong with him. Come on. Oh, he's ruined them shorts. Again, nightmare in the wash, those shorts there.
You won't get those grass stains out. Believe me, in my experience, grass stains are
nightmare.
Dreadful.
Yeah.
Nightmare for
absolute
getting out of
nightmare.
Your clothes, especially on
he's
your knees.
He's going to have to do a wash before he even puts them in the wash. He should do a soak first.
A pre-wash.
Yeah, and then I'd do a soak, then a pre-wash, then a proper wash. And I'd also hang them out to dry. Wouldn't put them in the machine. Listen, these are helpful tips, Dom.
This is what got me last time. This is what I just found so funny, because I think I said it as well, that you are watching on, you know, potentially, you know, HD, looks beautiful, and you hear you two just talking about, you know, grass stains and stuff, and you forget that it's not a proper commentary.
But it is a proper commentary.
Okay, sorry. How it's rude. an alternative commentary. Sorry, yeah.
And finally, if you listened 2 years ago, I don't know if it was obvious, but Chris and Dave weren't the biggest fans of Germany, and in this game, they were losing.
Sunday.
Serbia,
I beat
in Germany.
Oh,
yes, happy days.
These days are
all in the green. Oh, happy days.
Nothing.
It's every time we get a good theme tune going, Germany try and ruin it by having a chance on goal. Well, serves you right for not waiting till the end of the chorus. Nothing.
In my grey sky, hello blue. There's nothing can hold me when I hold you.
Look at him, he didn't score 7 shots. Ha ha ha. Yeah, I think you get the idea.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Can't wait for tonight.
Listen, it's alternative commentary, Dominic.
So what time does it start and everything?
The game's at 7:45.
And are you on? Because last time, I'm sure you were on sort of 5 minutes before, were you?
Yeah, when you watch the telly, Gary Lineker and Alan Hansen will be there, and they go, and Gary will go, right, let's go over to our commentating team, Mark Lawrenson and whoever it may be, as we go pitch side. And then on the red button. So on the red button, it should be Gary Lineker and Norman in the studio, but when it goes to the actual game, instead of it being the pros with Loro and whatnot, it'll be me and Dave.
Right.
The semi-pros.
So
you
start off with that bit where you sort of fill time, as they've got a shot of the stadium and the team's coming out. It's all that.
Yeah.
There was, do you not remember, there was the last thing, which was, we'd be talking away, they start the national anthem, we go, ooh, can't talk about it. Can't talk about that.
Yeah, you're not allowed to speak.
Stand
then,
still.
And then the national anthem for one team finishes, and Dave goes, obviously can't talk over the national anthem there. It's a very important part of the game, especially with these internationals. You need to be respectful. And then the second national anthem started, mid-flow, and Dave goes, But you can see us as well, so you can see almost Dave putting his finger over his lips, going, Tonight on the red button, me and Dave are commentating alternative commentary Euro 2012 game, England versus Sweden.
BBC Radio.
There will be professional, biased alternative commentary tonight. And there will be references to Ferdinand and Lampard. So I warn you now that they will get mentioned. Maybe even a few other players, you know. Mm. I might have a sweepstake for every time I can mention Beckham or something like that. Yeah. Any particular players you'd like us to mention, Dom, tonight? Yeah, any favourites from Liverpool over the years?
Oh, blimey, lots of favourites. Ian Rush would be nice.
Yeah, he's Welsh.
Nice to get. Oh, yeah, that's true. He would never play for England.
Yeah, but that's even funnier. Should we do that?
Well, for that reason, it would be better, yeah.
Welbeck, yeah. Great ball there Welsh from Rush. Just see if anybody notices. Oh, man. So excited. I'm looking forward to that tonight. Please, please tune in. It'd be great.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Give Jan Mulby a shout as well?
Jan Mulby? Yeah.
He never played many games.
Well, our phones will be on, so just text us.
Oh, I would do. Thank you.
Yeah. A list of people who have never played for England, right? Ian Rush, Jan Mulby, and 99% of players that have been on the books at Leeds United. Let's be honest. Meanwhile, Dominic with the news, 8:31.
Newsbeat.
And the main news this morning, the Chancellor is announcing new measures to try to...